Today in the Community Spotlight, it is the Hospice Hub, and joining us from them is Anne Jansen. Hello, Anne. Welcome.
Hi, Bob. Thank you.
You have a great event that's coming up. There's a few different events that you folks are going to be doing, but one of them is the Hike for Hospice. Now, that is coming up. It's a fundraiser, correct?
It's a fundraiser. It's also a fun raiser and an awareness raiser.
Okay. So when we talk about awareness, we're talking about the Hospice Hub. And just give us a brief overview of what the Hospice Hub is.
The Hospice Hub is a fairly new initiative that started in 2023. And it's a huge community-led initiative to bring hospice to Perth and surrounding areas. So that's the South Lanark County and North Leeds County.
Okay. And in order to do that, obviously you need funding, but you need awareness. People need to know that this is going on. So then enter this event. So tell us about the inaugural Hike for Hospice. When is it happening?
It's happening on June 2nd, although it's also happening all throughout the month of May. So if you can join us on June 2nd at Crystal Palace and hike with the group, wonderful. And if you can't, then you can stroll wherever you like through the month of May.
That's awesome. So you can hike or meander, maybe even, you know, saunter for hospice if you'd
exactly.
Like.
Yeah, indeed. Exactly.
That sounds great. Now, the day itself, tell us what's going to be happening. You mentioned the Crystal Palace.
Yep. So we're going to be gathering there as a large community group at 9 a.m. for registration. If you've already registered online, you can arrive a little bit later. 10 a.m. is the kickoff. We have Brian Perkins as our MC, the crier, of course, singing us out. And, we also have a warm-up with one of our local, Patty Boyd, our local fitness instructors.
That sounds like it's going to be quite the kickoff, quite the fun event. And really, that's what you want to do. Like, even though you're dealing with such a serious topic, it's important that we keep spirits up when we're doing this type of thing.
You know, it's a serious topic, but it's all about life and living, really. And so it's actually very little that we talk about death and dying in hospice care.
Yeah. Well, there you go. So this event, how long a hike is it, or, you know, where are you headed out to?
You can choose. It's around the town of Perth because we'd like people to be able to see us out there gathering. You can choose a route of 1.5 or 5 kilometers. You can run or you can walk. And there's going to be volunteers guiding you along throughout the way.
Fantastic. Well, it certainly sounds good. And right now, you mentioned it earlier, you're looking for registrations. You want people to sign up, gives you an idea of, you know, initial numbers and that sort of thing.
Yeah. And again, if they're walking on their own, we'd also like to see, because it's developing a community online. It's actually incredibly inspiring as the registrations to come in. People are including little stories about why they're hiking, who they're hiking for or on behalf of, in memory of. And so it's beautiful. It's heartwarming. It's inspiring. It's humbling to see all of these people coming together for the hike.
So how do people register then, Anne?
You can register online. You can also, well, that's the main place. You register online, but you can also come if you haven't registered online on our website, and you'll be giving out the website, Bob.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if they don't register online, then on the day itself, if they come at 9 o'clock, they can register in person.
Okay, that sounds
so last
easy,
minute. Though. Yeah.
Excellent. And tell us then, what will some of these funds go to? Like, what is the work?
The most important thing we want to do right now is actually staffing, and that's so that we can actually provide the home support care that we're going to be providing and starting in late July, and that is to provide comfort and care in the home. Most people want to die at home. Mm-hmm. And so our goal is to help people stay at home for as long as possible. At the moment, there's 70% of people who are dying or more in hospitals, which is not where they want to be. And it's an incredible overburden for the hospitals. So the funding is to allow us to, to engage all the amazing volunteers that have just finished over 30 plus hours over a 7-week period to learn how to provide hospice care in the community. And
that's amazing. It's dying with dignity. You know, it is, like you said, being where you want to be when you do pass away. But at the same time, it is protected. It is very much, I don't want to say there's no suffering, but you know where I'm going with this. It's making things as comfortable as possible.
Yes.
Not only for the person, but for their family as well.
That's a huge piece, Bob. It's a lot for the family as well. You know, we think about, we don't want to think about those last moments, but those last moments are going to be in the memories of your family and your loved ones forevermore. So it's not just about the person themselves dying. They are our, of course, our focus, and it's person-centered. But hospice care is both for the family and the patient. They're seen as a unit. And so if we could make their lives at least follow their wishes to the best extent possible, then the grief and mourning that follows from that, from the, by family and friends is reduced. And yeah, the suffering is really less. Quality of life.
All right. Well, yeah, I agree with that 100%. So the Hike for Hospice coming up Sunday, June 2nd. You said be there at 9 if you're not registering in advance, but you can certainly go to thehospicehub.ca and get registered for it. It sounds like it's going to be a great event, and definitely getting word out for this incredible service that is so much needed and so appreciated as well.
Thank you, Bob. I think even if you cannot come and join, come in and support some of the others that are joining and read their stories online. They're beautiful.
Ann Jansen is with the Hospice Hub. Thank you so much for being here today. We wish you best of luck. I know this isn't the last time we'll be speaking.
Great. I hope not.
All right. That's another Community Spotlight here on Lanark Leeds Today, 88.1 MyFM. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks for listening.